Hello, everyone. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
Welcome to English Digest. So, are you guys a big fan of the Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
Because the next Summer Olympics is just actually next year, and it'll be held in Tokyo. So, this would actually be the second time the Japanese capital will be hosting the Summer Olympics. Yeah. So, the Tokyo Games will use as many existing competition venues as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, since they already built some of the venues,
right?
Yeah,
lots of venues.
Yeah, the ones that they built in 1964. Did you know the 1964 Games sparked major urban development projects like the bullet train between Osaka and Tokyo? Yeah, that was actually the reason why they built the bullet train.
Because of the Olympics?
Olympics, yeah. And there was also like the construction of 22 new highways,
mm-hmm.
8 expressways, mm-hmm. and 2 subway lines.
Wow, that is very impressive.
Yeah, so it looks like the Tokyo 2020 Games
yeah.
Will build on the legacy of 1964. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that means they're going to come up with a bunch of other things.
Wow. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we're going to find out about one of the initiatives today, though. Okay?
Mm-hmm. OK, 好的，马上呢来看一下我们这个 Part A 单句翻译了。在第一个段落呢，我们要来翻译的呢，就是跟我们这个2020的东京奥运有关了。他说呢，在西元2020年的奥运呢的所有奖牌将由回收的电子废弃物制成。注意到呢，因为我们是来讲2020年才要发生哦，现在还没有 2020， 明年才会发生这个东京奥运哦，所以呢，注意到我们是使用未来简单式来表达未来将会发生的状况咯。
Okay, so in English, the sentence is translated as, all medals for the 2020 Olympic Games will be made from recycled electronic waste.
Wow.
Okay, so Japan continues to amaze me with their innovations, but making medals out of electronic waste, that's amazing. Okay, so in our sentence earlier, we see the grammar be made from. We can also say be made of. Sam, can you tell us more about this grammar?
Yes, of course. 好的，我们来看一下哦。他说呢，由什么制成呢？我们刚刚可以讲说 be made from， 或者是呢，我们另外讲到 be made of。OK， 这两个有什么差别呢？如果呢，你是有经过化学变化哦，难以辨识它的原本的材料是什么，这个时候呢，我们就可以用 be made from。OK， 比方说小麦粉做成一个面包，你看不出来它原本的材料是什么，那这个时候我们就可以使用这个 be made from。那 be made of 呢，就是你还可以看得出来它制作材料是什么。什么 ？OK， 你这个过程呢是没有经过化学变化的，所以比方说，如果我们用这个木头哦做成这张桌子，那呢我们就可以说 be made of。OK， 那在这个句子里面呢，我们是讲说这个电子废弃物变成了奖牌，最后这个奖牌你是看不出来它原本是这个电子废弃物的。我们刚刚说，如果看得出来就可以用 be made of， 但如果完全看不出来，我们就可以说这个 be made from。OK， 那注意到呢，我们还有另外一个用法、哦、叫做 be made into。be made into 呢，它一样是被制成的，但是呢，我们看一下这个例句就可以知道它不同在哪里哦。注意到我们刚刚讲 be made of 或是呢 be made from， 前面主词是成品，后面是我们的原料，但是呢，如果是 be made into 的话呢，我们前面的主词呢是我们的这个这些flowers with oils 这些花朵跟油一起磨碎，这个是我们的原料。后面 be made into paint， OK， 后面呢才是我们的成品，所以注意到呢，我们这三种用法千万不要混淆咯。
Oh, that's a very important point.
Yes.
Okay, so these medals are made from electronic waste,
right?
So what exactly is electronic waste? It's actually unwanted, non-working, or obsolete electronic products that have essentially reached the end of their useful life.
Mm-hmm.
So because technology advances at such a high rate, I mean, look at how often a new iPhone comes out,
yeah,
right?
Every year.
Exactly. And some people, they need to have the newest one, so they'll just get rid of their old one, right? So many electronic devices actually become trash. Speaking of electronic, there are two other adjectives that pretty much share the same meaning, but there are slight differences in how they are used. Electronic, electric, and electrical. Okay, so electric refers to anything that runs on electricity. So that means it needs electricity for it to work, like an electric kettle, an electric guitar. Electrical refers to something related to electricity. For example, electrical components, a company manufacturing electrical goods, an electrical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, electronic describes things that operate through the use of many small electrical parts. Okay, it's also used for virtual forms of things that were traditionally in the physical world. Now that sounds complicated, right?
Yes.
But I'm really just talking about electronic books.
Ah, okay.
E-books, right? E-books come from the word electronic books. And email comes from electronic mail. Mm-hmm. So back then, before you guys were even born, we used to have mail.
Yeah.
Mail that was like physically sent in the physical world. Yes.
Okay. 所以呢我们看到这三个字哦 electric, the electrical, 或者是 electronic. Okay, 这些呢字它们都跟电有关系哦但是呢它们的意思其实是不太一样的哦。首先呢我们可以看一下这个我们在这个我们的例句里面呢我们电子的我们是使用这个 electronic, okay.Electronic 呢比方说像我们刚刚讲的这些 ebook, email, 这些电子相关的。OK, 那 electronic, 刚刚我们讲说这里面是有这些微电脑装置我们刚刚讲的 electrical components, 所以我们刚刚讲 electrical 呢就是形容这些是有电相关的带电的。OK, 我们可以造一个例句了我们说呢 ,the electrical system in our house is powered by solar energy. We never have to pay the power company. OK, 我们的房子的电力系统呢是以太阳能发电我们从不去付费给电力公司所以在这边 electrical system 指的是电力系统跟我们刚刚讲的 electronic 它这个是电子的里面有微电脑装置其实讲的是不太一样的东西我们要特别留意
Okay, now let's look at the word waste, okay?、Mm-hmm. Waste refers to material that is left over or that is unwanted after something has been made or done or used. For example, hazardous waste must be disposed of carefully, okay? Usually that refers to something like maybe chemicals or even other waste like that you might see in the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, those are considered hazardous waste, okay? Garbage can be used to refer to things that are no longer useful or wanted and that have been thrown out, okay? Because sometimes we hear the word waste, we hear the word garbage. What exactly is the difference, right? It actually means the same as trash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We also use the word garbage to refer to the container where people put things that are being thrown out, right? Throw the tissues in the garbage.
Ah, okay.
Right. Okay, and then litter, litter. Litter refers to things that have been thrown away and that are lying on the ground in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
For example, every Sunday, a group of volunteers pick up litter in the park. Okay, so it's still garbage, but it's because it's all in the public place, which is where it shouldn't be, we call that litter. We can also use litter, as a verb. It's the act of leaving garbage on the ground in a public place, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's illegal to litter. I hope you guys know that.
No.
Probably you guys know that, right? But actually, a lot of people do it anyway.
Yeah.
You just see them throw, like, oftentimes people throw, like, cigarette packages on
yes,
the floor,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And there's cigarette buds and stuff. Yeah, it's terrible.
好，所以呢，我们看到一样在讲垃圾、讲废弃物，我们刚刚讲了很多不同的用法了。首先呢，我们看到在我们句子里面讲说这个 waste， OK， 它讲的是这个电子废弃物哦。waste 通常就会翻译为废弃物。它呢，像说，比方说我们讲的这个例句里面的，刚刚讲说这些不要用、没有用的这些电子用品，或者是像刚刚这个 Angelina 有提到，像你这个医院里面，或者是呢这个化学的这些 waste 这些废弃物呢是有危险的。OK， 这个时候我们会用 waste 这个字，废弃物。那 garbage 或是 trash 通常讲的就是我们家比方说我们自己日常生活产生出来的垃圾就会讲 garbage 或是 trash 或者是你这些厨余我们就会讲 garbage 那 litter 呢 litter 这个字呢它跟刚刚讲的 garbage 就是 trash 有什么不同呢其实 litter 它一样是指垃圾的意思但它比较多呢是你在公共场合随手丢弃随便乱丢的垃圾这些呢我们会讲说是 litter 比方说呢我们可以讲 there was litter all over the beach before a team of volunteers cleaned it up OK 在一群自工清理以前呢垃圾遍布了海滩呢虽然一样是翻译为垃圾哦但是 garbage 跟 litter 不同的地方呢就是 litter 是你在公共场合随手丢弃的我们会讲说是 litter、
mm-hmm. So these Olympic medals、mm-hmm. will be made from discarded smartphones, right?、
Yeah.
okay, digital cameras and other handheld games and laptops. Apparently 3 grams of gold tablets、mm-hmm. okay, can be extracted from 100 mobile phones.
Oh, really?
So you need 100 mobile phones to make 3 grams of gold tablets. But I think a medal is probably heavier than 3 grams. So I don't、
yeah.
know how many phones you actually need to make just one medal.
So, wait a minute, like the gold medal is actually gold, like real gold?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, now I want to join.
now you want to join the Olympics? okay, so though this concept has been implemented in previous Olympics,、mm-hmm. as in there were other countries that also turned their waste, I guess, into、mm-hmm. medals.
Okay.
Making medals out of recycled materials, yeah. So making medals out of recycled materials has been implemented in previous Olympics.、
Mm-hmm.
But this will be the first time citizens have been proactively involved with、mm-hmm. the donation of consumer electronics,、
yeah.
which means Japanese people, they were the ones who actually donated their electronics.
Wow, that's really good. You are like involving more people.
Yes,
in this, like,
exactly.
Really good behavior. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 好，所以呢，我们继续看到我们第二个句子要翻译了。第二句子呢，我们在讲说这项计划呢，旨在提倡永续性，并也让民众对这项盛事的准备工作有影响了。Okay, 注意到呢，这项计划是在讲我们刚刚说这个把废弃物回收变成奖牌的这个计划。这个计划呢，我们刚刚讲了，它让更多民众一起来参与了，因为是现在它就在收集这些奖牌，收集这些这个 donation 这些捐赠了，所以呢，注意到我们是使用现在简单式来描述这个事实，现在正在发生的事情。
Okay, so we can translate this sentence into English like this. This plan aims to promote sustainability and also allows the public to play a role in the preparations for the event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sustainability is extremely important, especially today.
Yes.
it's why we're going green, right? Yes, Taiwan is pretty good at going green and recycling and stuff like that. So many researchers around the world are trying to come up with ways to use something without being completely used up or destroyed, like finding sustainable energy resources or sustainable water supplies, right? Many are working hard to come up with sustainable farming techniques so we don't completely use up or destroy natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what sustainability is.
OK, 所以呢，我们看到认识了这个永续性这个字之后呢，我们要看到了我们句子里面讲说他在这边呢是要提倡永续性。如果呢我们讲说旨在怎么样以什么事情为目标，我们是以提倡永续性为我们的目标，所以在我们的例句里面呢，在这边 This plan aims to OK, 我们就使用 am 这个动词了。那呢你可以使用 am 加上 to, 这边是一个不定词，后面加上原形动词，或者是呢我们可以说 am at 或者是 am for, OK, 后面再加上名词或是动名词， OK, 注意到这边是一样的意思，都是在以什么为目标。
Mm-hmm. So the word allow, which we saw in our sentence earlier as well, sustainability and allows the public, allow is interchangeable with permit, okay? Permit is the
permit,
verb and permit is the noun. Okay, so remember, guys, there's two ways to pronounce it. So allow is interchangeable with permit. Sam, can you tell us more about this grammar?
OK, 好，所以呢，我们看到了他说允许或者是呢让谁来做某件事情。我们刚刚讲了，我们可以用 allow 或者是呢 permit。OK, 那注意到呢，它的用法呢是 allow 后面加上受词，再加上不定词 to, 再加上原形动词。OK, 这是表示让谁做什么事情，准许你做什么事情，或者是呢，我们可以说that someone do something。OK, that 后面加上受词，直接加上原形动词。OK, 这个也是一样的意思。注意到。有 to 没有 to 要分清楚。那特别注意到呢，我们刚刚讲说 allow 呢跟这个 permit 它是可以这个互相代换的咯，只是呢它们差别在于说 permit 是比较正式的用法，比方说呢这个老板准许你去做这个计划，或者是呢那个政府准许民众做什么事情，这样比较正式的时候呢我们就会使用 permit。 OK
OK, so to play a role in something or play a part in something means to have specific involvement or participation in something. For example, my grandmother played an important role in my life.
OK, yes. Right. 好，所以呢，对什么事情有影响啊？在这边我们是使用这个片语 play a role 或者是 play a part, 后面加上 in 什么事情。就表示呢在这个什么事情这个事件之中呢你扮演了什么样的角色。所以呢他也就表示说呢你对于这件事情造成了什么影响。那呢是什么样的影响呢，我们可以在 role 或是 part 之前加上形容词哦，来表达这个影响的程度。比方说呢我们可以说 being born into a wealthy family can play a significant role in how successful you are later in life. OK, 出生在这个富裕人家对你往后人生有多成功呢可以有莫大的影响。在这边呢我们就加上了这个 significant, 所以呢表示 是扮演了一个很重要的角色，也就是说呢他对这个后面我们in 后面加的这件事情呢会有重大的影响。好的，所以呢这边呢是我们刚刚 part A 的句子，我们呢休息一下，等一下回来看我们 part B single sentence translation。
So let's move on to part B, our single sentences. But right before we look at the translation for that, let's chat a little bit about how it's spring right now.
Spring.
Yes, apparently it's supposed to be spring, though in Taiwan, I often feel we generally go from winter straight into summer. Like, it can be freezing one day, and then the next day, scorching hot. Like, I don't even know what to do. You don't even know if you should keep your winter coat or if you should keep it
out. Yeah, it's really hard to get dressed during this kind of season.
Exactly.
I think it has something to do with the climate change these days. But yes, still, I agree with that there's not much spring or autumn in Taiwan.
Yeah. So what do you like about spring, or what do you like to do in the springtime?
Okay, in Taiwan, during the springtime, I like to stay at home. Yeah. Since I feel like it rains a lot in spring.
Yeah. Actually, I think it rains all the time in Taiwan. I remember, it rains in spring, and then in summer we get typhoons, which means it's also raining.
Yeah.
And then maybe for like 1 or 2 months in autumn, if we get an autumn, it doesn't really rain, but then winter comes and it rains again.
In winter, it still rains.
Exactly. So it never is not raining in Taiwan. Okay. So spring is also a good time to see the flowers, because when they start to bloom, right?
Yes.
But it's also the season for allergies. In the spring, trees, grasses, weeds, they release these tiny grains called pollen, okay?
Yeah.
And then this pollen goes into the air. It's supposed to fertilize the other plants.
Yeah,
but it also causes a lot of issues for people like me who have allergies. Because then your eyes get itchy and your nose gets stuffy. Do you have allergies?
Yeah, I have allergies. So that's why, I think in March or in April, that's the time when I put on masks all the time.
I see. And then you stay at home, you hibernate, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. So today we're going to be talking about the Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, 好，所以呢，我们要看一下为什么要讲春天呢？因为春天就要来赏花了。在我们的这个第一个单句翻译里面，我们就来看一下哦。他说呢，无疑的，春天呢是赏花的完美时机哦。在四月和五月左右，旅客涌入客家桐花季。OK， 注意到呢，我们讲的是一种状态哦。每一年呢，四月到五月就会有客家桐花季，所以呢，我们是用现在简单式来描述这样一个状态，一个持续发生的事实。
In English, the sentence is translated into, there's no doubt that spring is the perfect time to appreciate flowers. Mm-hmm. Around April and May, tourists flock to the Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival. So every year I actually hear about this Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival, but every year I never get around to going. I should probably make it a point to go there.
Yeah.
Have you been there before, Sam?
To be honest, no.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like everyone except for me has been to this festival.
I feel that way too.
Yeah, so it's really good to know I'm not the only one.
Yeah, so undoubtedly, no doubt, without a doubt, beyond doubt, the tongue blossoms are such beautiful flowers, right? And they are an integral part of Hakka culture.
Yes.
So we can use undoubtedly, no doubt, and all the other ones I mentioned interchangeably.
Okay.
Yeah.
所以呢，注意到在我们句子里面最前面的呢，他说无疑的在这边呢，我们就可以使用这个副词或者是副词片语，比方说我们可以讲说 undoubtedly 或是呢 no doubt. I remember there's a band called No Doubt.
Yes, there
is. With Gwen
is.
Stefani. Yeah.
Yeah.
OK. 好，或者是呢 without a doubt, without doubt, 或是 beyond doubt. OK. 这些副词片语呢，他们呢都可以用来表示无疑的，我们就可以使用这个副词或是副词片语，比方说呢 the death of his mother has undoubtedly affected Drew's mental health, so he needs our support right now. OK, 德鲁母亲的死亡呢，无疑的也影响了他的心理健康，所以他现在需要我们的支持哦。注意到呢，除了使用我们刚刚讲的这些副词或是副词片语之外呢，我们还可以使用这个句型。There is no doubt that 后面再加上一个子句 ，OK， 跟我们刚刚讲的意思是完全一样的了。比方说，我们刚刚的例句呢，我们可以改写成 There's no doubt that the death of his mother has affected Drew's mental health, so he needs our support right now. OK， 我们呢这个句型呢，跟这个 There is no doubt that 后面加上子句的句型呢，可以跟我们刚刚讲的副词片语来做一个代换。
Mm-hmm, that's right. Okay. And then we also saw the word appreciate, right? And appreciate it actually means the same as admire. I admire people who are talented in the arts, which yes. means I look up to people who can draw, they can paint, they can write music.
Yeah.
They're so talented.
Yeah, they're so talented.
Exactly. So can you tell us about appreciate and admire?
Yes, of course. 好，我们看到了欣赏或者是呢钦佩。OK, 在这边呢我们是使用了动词 appreciate。那刚刚呢 Angela 已经提到了，你也可以把它代换成另外一个词 admire。OK, admire 或者 appreciate, 它们呢是一个及物动词，后面呢可以加上你欣赏的人。欣赏呢他做了什么事情呢，我们可以加上 for, 再加上这个后面加上你欣赏他做的这件事情。比方说我们讲说这个学生呢非常钦佩他们的教授了。OK, the students all greatly admire their professor for her ability to inspire them and her belief in their potential. OK, 学生们呢都十分钦佩教授激励他们的能力，也相当佩服他对他们潜力的信念。这边呢是 admire their professor for her ability. OK, 或者是呢我们可以直接呢在 admire 后面接上你欣赏他做的这件事情。 OK, 跟我们刚刚讲的句子呢意思是一样的，但是呢看你强调的是欣赏这个人还是呢欣赏他做的事。 OK, the students all greatly admire their professor's ability to inspire them. OK,、mm-hmm. 跟刚刚句子意思是一样，只是看你强调的重点不一样。
Right, okay. The noun flock can refer to two things, okay? It can mean a group of sheep, goats, or birds, and it can also be used to describe a large group of people, usually people of a particular type. For example, there's a noisy flock of tourists seated at the table next to us. So when we use the phrase flock to, we're talking about moving in a group, okay? Mm-hmm. A large group of people are moving together as a group.
Okay.
To move or come together in large numbers.
Okay, 好，所以呢 flock 这个字呢如果当成名词，那可以表示比方说一群羊，一群山羊，或者一群小鸟。那在这边呢我们当成动词呢则是翻译为涌入，或者是呢蜂涌，很多东西成群的涌入什么地方。那注意到呢我们就可以用 flock 后面呢加上 into 或是 to。 注意到呢这个是一个介系词，所以呢后面加上这个名词，也就是呢什么地方。 Okay, to 什么地方呢就表示成群的涌入了什么地方。那呢它容易混淆的地方呢在于说 flock 它后面加上这个 to, 除了我们刚刚讲 into 之外，它也可以当做不定词的 to, 后面加上原形动词 to do something, 这就表示呢所有人呢涌入，所有人蜂拥的成群的来做某一件事情。 OK, 我们可以看一个例句了。 Every summer, locals and tourists flock to see the amazing fireworks display at this river.、Mm. 每年夏天呢当地居民及游客蜂拥至这条河边观赏精彩的烟火秀。注意到呢是 flock to see, 这边的 to 是不定词、哦、跟刚刚我们讲 flock into the to, 这个是一个介系词不太一样。好，那我们呢接下来继续看到我们下一个这个例句了。他说呢除了在花季期间享受桐花的美丽之外呢，他们还可以参与各式各样的活动。注意到呢一样、哦、我们是接续前一句，我们继续在描述这个客家桐花季每一年都会发生的，所以呢，我们继续使用简单式来描述一个事实。
The English translation for this sentence is Besides enjoying the beauty of tung flowers during the festival, they can also participate in various activities. Okay, so there are lots of activities you can do while enjoying the beauty of tung flowers. Mm-hmm. You can go on hikes, you can go cycling, you can visit Hakka museums and indulge in Hakka cuisine. So using the same grammar above, we can say, besides hiking, you can also visit Hakka museums to learn about their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, can you tell us more about this grammar pattern besides, in addition to,
yeah.Yes. Okay, I know it's a bit confusing.
It is, yes.
好，所以呢，在这边我们说除了什么之外，还有 OK, 我们就可以使用 besides, in addition to, 或者是呢 as well as. 注意到呢，它这个后面呢是接动名词或者是名词哦。OK, 我们可以看一下例句了。In addition to growing her own vegetable garden, Jen also raises chickens.And ducks, OK? 除了自己种植蔬菜之外呢，珍也喂养鸡呀。OK? 为什么我们刚刚强调除了什么之外，还有呢？因为呢，很容易混淆的是除了什么之外，没有 OK? 将什么东西排除在外的这个用法咯。OK, 它呢就是呢我们通常会用这个字 except for 后面加上名词或是动名词。 OK, 这个呢是表示除了什么之外没有哦，是被排除掉的。记得跟我们刚刚的 besides in addition to 是完全相反的意思，所以我们特别不要混淆了。那呢除了这个 except for something 之外呢，我们也可以说 with the exception of 或者是呢 except that 后面加上一个子句。 OK,、mm-hmm. 这些呢都是表示除了什么之外没有。 OK, 我们来看一个例句就可以知道他们的 差异在哪里了。 Okay, with the exception of the cello, this musician plays each of the instruments you can hear in her recordings. Okay, 除了大提琴之外呢，这位音乐家演奏了每一项你可以从他专辑里听到的乐器。 Okay.所以呢他这个弹奏了所有的乐器，但是呢他没有弹奏大提琴。 OK， 注意到了。那像我们刚刚讲的 besides 的话呢，这个真呢除了种植蔬菜之外也有喂养鸡鸭，所以 besides 和 except 都是这个除了什么之外，但是千万不要让他们两个混淆咯。
I can't believe this musician can play all instruments except for the cello, which makes it sound like she's not. No,
yeah,
I'm just joking.
Probably not at the same time.
Of course not. But wow, she's talented. You see what I mean by I admire musicians,
yes,
you know?
Yes,
mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay, so to participate in mm-hmm. means to join an activity, right? For example, the teacher encouraged her students to participate in class discussions. Mm-hmm. I'm sure your teacher always...encourages you guys
yes,
participate, right? You can also say take part. Using the example sentence in the magazine, lots of students want to take part in the school play. So I think we should hold auditions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢注意到呢我们要参与或是参加呢，我们就可以使用这个片语 participate in, 或者是呢像刚刚 Angeline 有提到了这个take partIn something, okay, 这个参加什么事情，这两个 take part 跟 participate, 我们是可以互相来代换的。比方说呢，刚刚 Angeline 用这个 take part 造了一个句子呢，我们可以用 participate in 来做一个代换。Lots of students want to participate in the school play, okay, 跟我们刚刚这个 take part in 意思是一样的。
Right. And also the grammar for various as、
yes.
well as a variety of, right?、
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's take a look at that grammar.
Okay, 好，所以呢我们要形容各式各样的，我们就可以说 various, 或者是呢 diverse, 后面呢加上一个名词，或者呢我们可以说 all kinds of, all sorts of, 就是呢各式各样，什么样，很多种类的，或者呢我们可以说 a variety of, okay. 那在这个我们刚刚讲的这个 variety 前面呢，我们可以加上形容词哦，来强调它这个多样性是什么样的多样性。比方说呢 a large variety, a great variety, 或者 a wide variety of something, 很多很多种类的。 OK, this store sells all sorts of toys and board games. I used to love coming in here as a kid. 这间商店呢贩售各式各样的玩具及桌游，我还同时曾经很喜欢来这里。 OK, all sorts of, 所有种类的在这边都有。我们也可以说呢 this store sells a great variety of toys and board games. OK, 贩售各式各样的很多种类的，我们呢这些片语呢都是可以用来代换的。
Okay, we'll take a quick break before we come back and talk to you. Unit 9, Translation, May 17th. All medals for the 2020 Olympic Games.Will be made from recycled electronic waste. This plan aims to promote sustainability and also allows the public to play a role in the preparations for the event. There's no doubt that spring is the perfect time to appreciate flowers. Around April and May, tourists flock to the Hakka Tung Blossom Festival.Besides enjoying the beauty of tongue flowers during the festival, they can also participate in various activities. Okay, so we've actually come to the end of our lesson,
mm-hmm.
but I think what we should do, Sam, is、
yes.
probably go to that tongue blossom festival, right?
Yes, okay. We have to.
I think we have a month to see the tongue blossoms, I believe. It's from May, right?
Yeah.
So I think you guys should go if you haven't gone to,、
mm-hmm.
and it would be awesome. We can...talk about it next time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. This is Angeline.
This is Sam.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.